the title of this exhibit is called Alaska's Suffrage Star. Can you tell me about what that refers to?
Yes. So suffragists across the country, anytime there was a new state that approved suffrage, they would add a star to their suffrage flag. And so it refers to a literal flag, and it also indicates the idea of the women themselves who were advocates of suffrage here in Alaska. Those are the stars as well.
Can you tell me what those women were doing in Alaska? What did their work look like?
Yes, well, in Alaska, it was pretty fast and furious. A lot of the people here were already suffragists, and there were women who moved to Alaska from elsewhere who'd been engaged in suffrage campaigns all across the nation. The exhibit features four women, and each of these women are really remarkable figures. Tilly Paul Tamary is a Tlingit educator and important in the history of the Presbyterian Church in Alaska. And she was actually arrested for assisting a Tlingit man to vote in Wrangell prior to the passage of the Indian Citizenship Act. So she's a great example of a voting rights activist in Alaska.
I know that the history of women's suffrage has a lot of racism and systemic inequality that in many ways kind of helped push it forward. What was the role of Alaska Native women in this?
When HB 2 passed, it was specifically for Alaska women citizens, including the word citizens, right? And Alaska Native women weren't considered citizens until 1924, when Congress passed the Indian Citizenship Act. And then soon after that, though, it was that the territorial legislature put in some like new rules, making it really difficult for Alaska Natives overall to vote. So, I mean, the history of voting rights indicated, you know, with suffrage, but then over and over again, is that it seems like there's two steps forward and then immediately backlash, trying to shove us two steps back.
And that kind of brings me to, you know, this is such a wide-reaching history that spans so many decades. Can you tell me kind of about the exhibit and what range of time gets covered in this?
This exhibit really focuses on the 19 teens and looking at really 1913, which is when that was when the Alaska women citizens, who were mostly white women at that time, were able to vote for the first time. And then onward, we include in the exhibit a timeline showing the challenges to voting rights through time, beginning in 1913. And we actually end that timeline in 2013. Which is when the U.S. Supreme Court struck down some provisions of the Voting Rights Act so that states no longer had to approve changes to their voting procedures with the federal government. And these were states with histories of voter discrimination in the past, and Alaska was one of those states.
Is there anything that you learned putting this exhibit together that you feel like applies to what's going on now, whether that's Alaska or somewhere else in the U.S.?
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, with this most recent election, there was expansion of voting access through mail-in ballots and other ways to make it easier for people to vote. And what do we see as the backlash? We see state governments across the country trying to restrict access, making it more difficult for people to vote. This is what's happened across U.S. history for decades and decades and decades. And so hopefully people can see this, have the broader view, and realize that it's time for us to move beyond restrictions and towards greater access.